Thank you, Lynette. I'll now hand over to Jane to introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
We now have some sporting news stories. Norwich City unexpectedly achieved a draw against Ipswich on Saturday the 16th. But the match was marred by a hostile reception for Delia Smith and dangerous lack of control by home stewards. A City tennis star has been nominated for BBC Sport Personality of the Year. The result will be announced on the evening of Tuesday, 19th of December, so we cannot bring it to you this week. And finally, for those who like their festive exercise to be a little less demanding, the Galloping Horses are back outside the Norwich Forum. Tim will start with news of the Norwich performance against Ipswich.
14 years, Norwich City. That was the chant that rang out at the final whistle from an away support determined to save every last sweet moment. The Ipswich Stadium announcer chirped at the end. It was another valuable point for our promotion bid. He might be technically correct in such an assertion, but this day was all about ending the green and yellow dominance in a neighbourly tussle. Both team buses were greeted by a pre-planned throng of thousands of home fans, blue smoke and one or two unsavoury scenes and objects launched in the direction of the car carrying Delia Smith that followed behind. Kieran McKenna has transformed the mood in these parts. Ipswich look a club reborn. A team that swept to League One promotion and had won 9 from 10 home league games this season, scoring 30 goals into the bargain. But they couldn't beat their arch rivals. 21 points separated the teams at kickoff, 21 points it remained. And 15 years and counting when the foes renew acquaintances at Carrow Road in 2024. Make no mistake, the body language of the two sets of players spoke volumes at the end. This was a Pyrrhic victory for the Canaries.
Football fans at Saturday's East Anglian derby hurled beer cans and flares at Delia Smith's car as she arrived at the match. She headed to Portman Road in Ipswich to watch the Canaries, but was met with a hostile reception of blue flares and chanting. The celebrity chef and husband Michael Wynne Jones followed the home team bus to the stadium, and the Portman Road car park was protected by a police escort. Delia appeared shaken as she entered the Ipswich Stadium. Head coach David Wagner spoke about the incident during an interview. He said, "Luckily, she, Delia, is okay. Unfortunately, there are idiots all over the world." The match wrapped up with a 2-2 finish, and Norwich's unbeaten Derby Day streak has remained intact.
Canaries fans who made the trip to Ipswich to cheer on their team in the East Anglian Derby have complained of the extremely dangerous way they were treated. Supporters said there was pandemonium in the cramped away end and that they were left to merge with town fans shouting abuse at them on their way to and from the stadium. It comes after ugly scenes saw items, including a beer can, thrown at the car carrying City's co-owners Delia Smith and Michael Wynne Jones to the game, which ended in a hard-fought draw, extending City's 14-year unbeaten streak against their rivals. The Canaries Trust said it had received complaints about the way Norwich fans were handled, while Ipswich Town confirmed that it was looking into the stewarding of the away fans. Suffolk Police said two people had been arrested on the day, one for assault and one for failing to disperse. But some Norwich fans said the situation had risked getting out of control on several occasions.
Sports Personality of the Year hopeful Alfie Hewitt has spoken of his pride at representing his home county of Norfolk. The 26-year-old former City College Norwich student has become one of the county's most decorated sports stars, with a string of titles in wheelchair tennis. And now the world number one from Cantley has been named among Britain's finest as a finalist in the prestigious BBC On Awards. Hewitt, who was made an OBE earlier this year, said, 2023 has been really special. To finish the year as a world number one in both singles and doubles has always been a massive goal of mine from the outset of my career. And with hard work and support from my team, family and the great people of Norfolk, I'm delighted to finally make this happen. In particular, I feel we have again seen the continued progression and exposure for the sport of wheelchair tennis. And I look forward to continuing this and representing Norfolk into 2024 and beyond. The Norwich City fan will go up against cricketer Stuart Broad, jockey Frankie Dettori, footballer Mary Earps, athlete Katarina Johnson-Thompson, and golfer Rory McIlroy.
A fairground ride that featured in hit films has sent Norwich into a spin as it returns for Christmas 2023. The Pride of the South Gallopers was built by Frederick Savage of King's Lynn in 1893, and it spent most of its life on the south coast. Down's traditional funfair has owned the ride for the last 5 years, and it boasts 36 horses. It's based outside the Forum from now until January the 1st, 2024, and it's open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at weekends, weather permitting, and closed on Christmas Day. And it costs £3 per person. It has a rich history, appearing in films such as Half a Sixpence in 1967, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, 1968, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit in 1988. It's also the only ride that has operated in the grounds of Buckingham Palace. John Downes, one of the owners, said, "Everywhere we go, people say they can remember riding on the gallopers as a child, and now they come back with their grandchildren. It's very nostalgic."